USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After saying for months that inflation is transitory and under control, a top economic official from the Biden administration is reacting to the latest inflation report.
We are doing everything we can to get to the root of this, to ameliorate some of the snarls in the supply chains, to help make sure that American family budgets are able to keep up with these dynamics.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jared Bernstein from the White House Council of Economic Advisers saying the administration is doing everything it can to address the issue. The Consumer Price Index, which measures things like gas and groceries, rose 0.8% in November. Over the past year, prices have climbed 6.8%. That's the highest mark in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness, and that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole, who died this past weekend at the age of 98, is being remembered at the Washington National Cathedral. Dole was a decorated World War II veteran and was instrumental in the creation of a war memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley remembering his former colleague.
He was very much a person that came out of lower income families. He didn't forget where he came from, whether it was the plains of Kansas or his own family economic background. And he tried to help those people, farmers, low income people, people that were disabled. And then, of course, he was a war hero.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Supreme Court is declining to block a privately enforced Texas state law limiting abortions in a Friday ruling. Though the High Court's majority said some challenges brought by the clinics against the law could proceed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report is shining the light on more human rights abuses in China.
An independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse, and many are being detained without any justification. The report accuses top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, for the humanitarian crisis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is being accused of failing to take responsibility for a retail crime wave sweeping across Chicago. Recently, the Democratic mayor urged Magnificent Mile merchants victimized by smash-and-grab robberies to implement their own security measures. Illinois Retail Merchants Association President Rob Carr rejecting her ideas, calling them extraordinarily disheartening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.